A World Away by Pauline Francis, read by Saskia Butler and Neil Granger.
To the Edge of the World. Sokota, the Americas, 1586. Nadi. Flames light the length of my mother's body and lick around her slender neck. Above her, leaves shrivel and branches blacken. Pale men, their armour glinting, swing their fire torches against the early sunrise. What have they done? Behind her, flames leap from the roof of our house. On the steps, painted pots shatter in the heat. I run towards her, calling for my cousin. My mother has not made a sound until she hears my voice. Then she screams at me to stay away. I stand still, breathing in the scent of her burning flesh, crying out until a pale man, his cruel eyes taunting between beard and helmet, drags me away. He pulls me down to the creek and throws me into a boat full of pale men. Some pull the oars. Others level their muskets towards the bank, where my cousin Sikonok stands and calls my name. Sikonok dives. The man sitting next to me fires his musket, sending out sparks of fire and hurting my ears, and I dare not look at the water. I fix my eyes on my village, Sokota, half hidden in the smoke, until we round the headland where the fishing boats rock in our wash. I cannot take in what I have seen, what my father has not seen because he is away hunting. Who are these men? Where are they taking me? Salt from the spray stiffens my skin as I watch the smoke curl into the dawn. My father will come for me. When he returns from the hunt, he will ask our chief, Manchizi, to let him fetch his canoe and find us. Wingina, chief of all the village chiefs, welcome the pale men when they...